Very nice to talk to Dwayne Casey. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Eddie. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. You know, I'm wondering, I know that a coach never wants to give up until the last shot in the game, but I wonder, you know, at some point last night, did you see that as a game that, you know what, it's over before it was over?
Well, you know, it just didn't feel the rhythm of the game, the flow of the game just wasn't in sync. And you know, again, we've had our struggles and, you know, getting with the new group, putting them together in the last few games, but we always seem to get a better rhythm, especially defensively with the new guys we have. But just last night, we didn't have a good rhythm on either end of the ball. And just defensively, we just was there, but we weren't there physically. And just let it get out of hand. And offensively, we just couldn't make a bucket. We missed so many layups, wide open shots that so to beat a team like Washington, you've got to execute and make those shots. And we didn't do it. And again, it, like you said, it was one of those games that just didn't feel right. And, you know, we've got another opportunity tomorrow night. And again, and that's what I told the team. It's like a playoff series with this group. And you play a game, we make adjustments. We make, the adjustments, what we want to do offensively, adjustments, you know, how we can get better shots or get rhythm on our shots, and play again Friday night in Washington.
All right, Coach, you were quoted last night as saying that, you know, three assists at the half, not acceptable. And yet you had two assists at the half the game before that. So how are you going to change this?
Well, one thing you got to do, you know, our guys, our team is constituted. DeMar DeRozan is a very good one-on-one player. He's a dribble player. It's how we were made. We're never going to be a high assist team, But again, you know, moving the basketball, finding people, knocking down shots once the ball gets to you, and some teams and some arenas are more liberal with that extra dribble to your shot to give you that assist, but. We're not going to be a high assist team, but we have to get the ball moving, and then at the end of the day, knock down shots once the ball is moved to you. But the way DeMar plays, and he has to, you know, get his shots off the dribble, in his one-on-one situation, it takes away from that high assist number. But last night, I thought it was a result of the ball, you know, found people, but at the end of the day, you know, we didn't make those shots. And we got to continue to move the basketball, get it to the weak side, and, knock down those J's.
Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey joining us. Brady and Price wraps in Washington's start 5 on the road Friday night. By the way, next time we reunite on the radio, Coach, it'll be after a win. We have a pretty good track record in 5 years. We do.
Greg, I know, and congratulations on getting back on the air. You really deserve it. I enjoyed your show before, so you and Elliot, good luck to both of you.
Well, I got you as 21-3 in appearances after a game, so you get a one seed for a win percentage.
Oh, we're going to work
this
Saturday now because
we got to work Saturday now. That's right. We'll keep it consistent.
Okay,
but you watch the other sports. Was last night a? Just that's life without Kyle sometimes. You know, you had great comebacks against Charlotte and Portland was a game that could have gone either way. Is that just, you look around the league, let's Golden State without Durant, or you take James Harden away from Houston for a couple weeks and you'll watch and go, yeah, I know that's, you can't make that excuse, but I watch and I go, there's an explanation. You don't replace all-stars in this league. You can't.
Well, it's tough to do, but, you know, we do like our young guys. I think that this is a great opportunity for DeLon Wright, for Norman Powell, you know, and also for Corey. You know, to Corey have an opportunity to start, he to step in. The thing it does, it takes the rhythm of how we play away. You know, in some of those tough situations where nothing is going, Kyle has the ability to pop up and make a shot. And then when we didn't have Patrick Patterson, you know, he was our ball mover. He was our ball mover, and then at the end of the day, make a three. So, you know, some of those things takes your offense out of rhythm. Again, it's no excuse because it's the NBA. This is our job. So, you know, DeLon, Corey, Fred VanVleet have to step up and fill the shoes by committee as much as anything else, and develop a rhythm in their passing. And I thought we've done that in those games you talked about, in spurts, not as well as Kyle does, but in spurts, we found ways and mainly on the defensive end, because the addition of P.J. Tucker and Serge Ibaka gives us a defensive toughness, the ability in the fourth quarter to guard the pick and rolls, and they've done. But last night, it was one of those games we didn't, execute defensively as well as we had been, and then offensively we didn't at all.
With Raptors coach Dwayne Casey, and you mentioned the incoming talent, and I can't imagine your level of frustration not being able to get on the court in practice with the guys that you thought you were going to have. Now with the injury to Lowry, not being able to see what you have going forward.
Well, it is, but again, it's the NBA. Everybody goes through injuries. Now, what we can't do is allow ourselves to use that as an excuse. These games are going to keep coming, and so we've got to go in with the mentality: okay, Kyle, this is us. I've got a job to do. It would have, could have, should have. It would have been great, but we can't allow that to be an excuse. We got to go out each and every night and compete and do our job with a focus, with the intensity, with a sense of urgency, because we're in a tight race. I mean, we're the next game with Washington, because we're just going to be nip and tuck all the way with Washington, Atlanta, ourselves, and Boston. So, we're 1-1 with Washington right now. We beat them by 10 at their place last time. And so now this is the rubber game. So this next game will be important for us as far as the standings at the end of the year, home court possibly in the playoffs.
When you look at DeMar's had a great season. We know this. Deserved the All-Star second year in a row, career high for points, career high for shots, career high for a few other things, but not for minutes. Do you have to be really careful with rest with DeMar, coach? And I'm not necessarily saying sit him right out on a back-to-back, but you know the trend in this league with players, and especially as they get closer to 30. Golden State will do it with Curry, and San Antonio's done it. I know you'd say that with seedings right now, and it's not the right morning after to ask, but is it something you gotta really keep an eye on, is how much he plays, because he's your engine. He's your guy that's probably gonna dictate wins and losses the next month.
No question. And again, that's why it's important that, everyone behind him, Norman Powell, get his rhythm back with his three-point shot. Patrick, get it to give us some offensive, punch behind it. That way allows us to set down DeMar. But, last night, I think when we had him off the court, they went on a 26-3 run, and we just couldn't generate the offense. And because a lot of our offense goes through him and he has a rhythm. But we've have to find ways of make sure that we keep his usage down, his minutes down, and steal a few minutes there. I don't know if we can, sit him out right now with Kyle out, but as far as keep his minutes down but with that said, everyone has to pull their weight to cover for that and not let a team go on a 26-3 run, and that makes it a lot easier, to leave DeMar out of the game and give him some well-needed rest.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. And again, congratulations on getting back with your new show, and looking forward to listening to you.
We're going to talk a lot in April and May, Coach. We're behind you, man.
Yeah. We're excited.
And Greg guarantees victory next time.
Well, I tell you what, we'll take it. We'll all take right. All we can get. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.